This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Little Waltz. It was composed by Albert Roussel, and that comes from his Three Piano Pieces, Opus 49. And that rather charming and graceful performance was by one of the finest French pianists of her generation, Monique Haas. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and this week's episode of Between the Keys is devoted to the artistry of Monique Haas. She's a pianist whose name does not often come up, but I have always admired her artistry. My first serious, in-depth exposure to the piano music of Maurice Ravel, in fact, came from the recordings that Monique Haas made in 1968, I believe, and it was from a set of LPs consisting of Ravel's complete keyboard output. And I remember being very impressed by her sense of color and the clarity of her finger work and how these qualities seem to inform all of her recordings, at least the ones that I was able to hunt down back in the days of vinyl. Most of the recordings by Monique Haas have been reissued on CD, as well as a number of archival broadcasts in recent years. Although Monique Haas is primarily known for her interpretations of Debussy and Ravel, her repertoire, in fact, covered a lot of ground from the German classics to Bach, Mozart, to 20th century composers. Let's hear now the Sauerband from J.S. Bach's Partita No. 2 in C minor. This is pianist Monique Haas. Thank you. Monique Haas at the piano, in music of Bach, the Sarabande from the Partita No. 2 in C minor. That comes from a German radio air check recorded in October of 1951. I really like how Monique Haas really sings the music out at the piano with very subtle gradations of touch and dynamics. By contrast, Monique Haas approaches Mozart's A minor sonata with drama and daring, and in this performance I'm going to play for you now, she really taps into the music's operatic sensibility, I think. This is the first movement from the A minor sonata of Mozart, Kurzschall 310.
Thank you.
pianist Monique Haas performing the Allegro Maestoso opening movement of Mozart's Sonata in A Minor, Kürschel 310. That also comes from a German radio broadcast from Stuttgart in June of 1951. We have music of Debussy up next, two preludes. The first from Preludes Book 1, C'est qu'a vu le vent d'ouest, what the west wind saw. Then we will hear from Book 2, Les tierces alternées, alternating thirds. Pianist Monique Haas playing Debussy.
Thank you.
Monique Haas was the pianist in two preludes by Claude Debussy. First from book one, C'est qu'a vu le vent d'ouest, What the West Wind Saw. Then from preludes book two, we heard Les tierces alternées, the alternating thirds. Again, you really take notice of her clarity and transparency of textures. Monique Haas was born in Paris in 1909, where she graduated with a first prize from the Paris Conservatory in 1927. Her main teacher there was Lazar Levy, who taught many distinguished 20th century pianists. And then in the mid-1930s, Monique Haas studied privately with Robert Casadesus and Rudolf Serkin, and she studied with the composer Georges Enescu. And Enescu was the one who discovered and promoted the French-Romanian composer Marcel Mihailovici, who eventually married Monique Haas. Her international career pretty much took off after World War II. She recorded fairly extensively for the Deutsche Grammophon label, and she also championed the music of her time, including, of course, her husband's music. I want to play the second movement from Paul Hindemith's Concert Music for Piano, Brass, and Harp. Monique Haas is at the piano, and the composer himself is conducting. music of Paul Hindemith, the second movement from his Concert Music for Piano, Brass, and Harp. The composer conducted this 1957 recording with soloist Monique Haas, who is our featured pianist this hour on Between the Keys. In addition to the French Impressionists and to contemporary composers, Monique Haas also had a strong affinity for the works of Robert Schumann, although she didn't really record much Schumann, unfortunately. I especially like this very expansive and full-bodied rendition of a piece from Schumann's Fantasiestück, Opus 12, called Warum. It's a performance, and it sounds almost as if time stops, or at least gets suspended in midair. Let's listen, Monique Haas playing Schumann. From Robert Schumann's Fantasiestück, Opus 12, a piece called Warum, Why, with pianist Monique Haas, who is our featured artist this hour on Between the Keys. I'm your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Here's the little three-movement sonatine by Béla Bartók. Although Monique Haas brings plenty of bite and sparkle to this music, her tone always sings, and she avoids the kind of percussive touch that I think way too many pianists adopt for Bartók's music. You know, there's this wonderful story that Bartók was coaching a pianist who was just banging out the music on the piano, and Bartok admonished the player and said, "Please don't be so Bartokian," or something to that effect. Let's hear the Bartok Sonatine, and this is pianist Monique Haas. The Sonatine by Béla Bartók with pianist Monique Haas. We have another piece coming up that is also made up of short movements, this time by Maurice Ravel, his Valse Noble et Sentimentale. But there's very little sentimentality in this 1968 recording, and quite a lot of nobility, I think. And I have a feeling that this particular recording may well have been my first exposure to this music when I was a student, and I was very happy to reconnect with the performance, and I think you will enjoy it a lot too. Thank you. Music of Maurice Ravel, Valse Nobel et Sentimental, with our featured artist, Monique Haas, at the piano. We are going to conclude with the final selection from Debussy's 12 Etudes, a study in chords, where one has to leap from unison octaves in the middle of the keyboard to chords in the piano's outer registers, and to do so with rapid precision and dynamic control. And believe you me, it's really difficult to do that. Yet Monique Haas makes it sound easy in this recording from her cycle of the 12 Debussy Etudes. This is a recording from 1951. From Debussy's 12 Etudes, Pour la Corde, for the chords, with our featured pianist this past hour, Monique Haas, who lived from 1909 until 1987. She was one of the most distinctive French pianists of her generation, and I'm really glad that we've had a chance to explore her repertoire and her recordings in depth, at least as much as we could in 1 hour's time. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you've been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. You can access older Between the Keys episodes as webcasts by visiting our website, WWFM.org. And if you visit my personal website, jeddistler.com, that's Jed Distler, all one word, J-E-D-D-I-S-T-L-E-R, I am midway through posting complete playlists for all Between the Keys episodes from the very beginning up until now. I post newsletters on my Between the Keys Facebook page about upcoming episodes. If you want to receive these newsletters each week, just drop me a note and I will put you on my mailing list, where I also let you know about upcoming events, including concert performances, premieres, and CD releases. So I've got to get going now because there's another show up ahead, but I hope you will join me next week at this time for Between the Keys. I look forward to being with you. Take care and have a great week.